I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. There's no shortage of anecdotal evidence of racial profiling by Vermont police. And in 2014, lawmakers decided they wanted to find out how severe the problem really is. They approved legislation requiring every police agency in the state to collect traffic stop data that included the driver's race. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, public records requests now reveal that 2 years after its passage, many departments aren't complying with the statute.
When University of Vermont professor Stephanie Seguino began analyzing roadside stop data compiled by the Burlington Police Department over the past 3 years, she quickly discovered startling racial disparities in its work. Black drivers are not only more likely than white drivers to be pulled over by Burlington cops, they're also more likely to have their car searched when they are. Seguino's findings have prompted a citywide conversation about how to address the disparities, and she credits one thing, above all else, with shining some light onto the problem.
Data is the key to understanding patterns in racial disparities in policing.
In theory, the data needed to conduct similar analyses should be available from all of the more than 70 law enforcement agencies in Vermont, thanks to a 2014 law that requires them to document the age, race, and gender of the driver for every roadside stop they conduct. VPR's requests for much of that data, however, show compliance is spotty in many cases and non-existent in others.
The biggest concern I have of looking at the quality of the data is that in a substantial number of cases, the race of the driver is not being recorded, which is, of course, the goal of this work.
The town of Berlin, for example, wasn't able to provide any roadside stop data at all, and the Bennington County Sheriff's Office said it would cost $750 to view roadside stop records that are, by statute, supposed to be readily available to the public. Police departments cited various reasons for the shortcomings in the data. An employee at the Berlin Police Department, for example, said the failure to collect the data was an oversight that will now be rectified.
We don't seem to have all the data that we need, and the data we do have is in most cases not in a form that is easily accessible to the public and that can be analyzed.
That's Alan Gilbert, executive director of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, which advocated strongly for the 2014 law. Gilbert says the goal of the statute was not only to determine whether racial profiling is occurring in Vermont, but to pinpoint pockets where it's most severe so that policymakers can act accordingly.
The law might look pretty good, but whether it actually does the trick is a whole other question.
Robert Appel was director of the Vermont Human Rights Commission for more than a decade and now works in private practice where he often represents clients who have experienced alleged civil rights violations. Appel says the impact of racial profiling on people of color in the state is profound. He has a case pending with the Human Rights Commission on behalf of an African-American woman stopped on Interstate 89 for following a car too closely. When officers smelled dryer sheets in her vehicle, according to Appel, they stopped the woman for 2 hours while they searched her car. They found nothing.
She's now looking to leave. She's applied to transfer out of state. She does not want to be here. That is not, to me, Vermont values. That is not what we're about, hopefully.
Seguino says her work is inspired in part by demographic trends indicating that people of color will soon make up a greater proportion of the population in what is now one of the whitest states in the nation. Seguino says eliminating racial disparities in policing will be key to relieving mounting social tension between whites and so-called minorities.
The cost of not doing that is a severe social problems that have disrupted many countries and many cities in the United States in the past decades. And my hope is that Vermont and Burlington can do it differently.
Gilbert says laws passed in Montpelier, as has been demonstrated in this case, are useless unless there's someone to enforce them. And he says policymakers aren't likely to address the issue in a meaningful way until the public demands it.
And I think on an issue like this, the public has to lead, and I hope that people will do that.
Lawmakers are considering legislation now that would provide greater oversight of race data collection by police and provide funding for a central authority to analyze it. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.